This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Winnebago County Board of Supervisors discussed the cost of administering food share benefits and the effects of federal cuts at its meeting Tuesday. County Executive Gordon Hintz.
SNAP, or in Wisconsin, our food share benefits are ending in November. We're trying to be proactive in taking action by partnering with the food pantry.
The board voted to ask Governor Tony Evers to increase funding for the SNAP program. H.R. 1, signed into law by Donald Trump in July, requires the state and local governments to fund 75% of their SNAP administrative costs as of November 1st. Ryan Rasmussen of the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry called out the real effect of SNAP funding reductions.
Through the pantry, we've also experienced some issues. LFPA funding was cut. That contributed to about $120,000 worth of produce we didn't see. TFAP, which is an emergency allotment we get from the government, has been cut. I received a call last week already that anything starting November 1st is going to be cut as well for us.
In addition to that, because of the federal shutdown, people will not be receiving their food share benefits at all starting November 1st. Winnebago County District 2 Supervisor Crystal Locks.
Their November benefits for current food share members will be delayed. And they will be delayed until the federal government reopens. And anything that they have on their cards now, they should spend before November 1st because it may disappear.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding in 9 days due to the federal government shutdown. The program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens. Oshkosh police arrested four people ages 16 to 38 following a search warrant this week. Police seized a handgun, 3 grams of cocaine, and 134 grams of marijuana. A 20-year-old and 38-year-old were arrested on probation and parole warrants. A 21-year-old from Milwaukee was arrested for possession of cocaine. No information was released on the 16-year-old. Students at Neenah Middle School got an unexpected day off yesterday thanks to a power outage. A transformer failed in the area Wednesday morning, and due to, quote, too much uncertainty for when the power would be restored, the district chose to cancel classes. Without power, school security measures would not have worked. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation says a man who exchanged gunfire with Washera County deputies last week did not die from a self-inflicted gunshot, but instead was likely hit by the deputy fire. 51-year-old Timothy Lehman died after deputies responded to a domestic violence call on October 16th. Washera County Sheriff Deputy Alex Midthen is on administrative leave as the investigation into the incident continues. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action now. Melissa Kay has more.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill now heads to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. Another UW campus is set to close, this time in Baraboo. UW-Platteville says its Baraboo-Sauk County campus will shut down May 2026 due to low enrollment. The chancellor says classes at the main Platteville campus will not be affected, and a transition team will help students and staff. The Baraboo campus opened in 1968 and currently has just 178 students. The 7th annual Dine Out Against Domestic Abuse event today will benefit the Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services. More than a dozen local restaurants in Winnebago and Green Lake counties will donate 10 to 20% of their sales today to support survivors of domestic abuse. According to In Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, our state now ranks 7th in the nation for domestic violence homicides. Funds raised through the event today directly support Christine Ann services for survivors and their families. See the list of participating restaurants in our story at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.